Willing to find out more about the Maori culture, the Jenkins are spending a couple of days in Rotorua, a town located in the heart of North Island. After enjoying Rotorua's famous geysers, hot springs and bubbling mud pools, they are now visiting the Tamaki Maori traditional village situated outside Rotorua.
How wonderful it is to be here. The Tamaki traditional village was my top choice, and I must say that I don't regret it at all. By the way, we weren't here against your will. It was your first pick too, Rosie, wasn't it?
Indeed it was. But you are the one who is passionate about the Maori culture. By the way, where does this interest come from, Thomas?
I guess it all started out of rugby and the admiration I had for the All Blacks. I remember watching the 2015 Rugby World Cup taking place in England, and every time New Zealand was scheduled to play, I wouldn't miss the game for anything in the world and was looking forward to experiencing the haka. That's when I started doing research on the Maori folklore and developing a real passion for the Maori history and culture.
By the way, what do you think about the beginning of the Tamaki Village experience?
I have loved every second of it so far. I was so eager to come here that I could have been disappointed. Still, I have to admit that being here is just magical in my view.
Dad and Mum wondered whether you enjoyed it when the bus driver was explaining all the Maori customs and gave us helpful information on the correct protocol to adopt once in the village. You did, didn't you?
I most certainly did, Rosie, even though I was already familiar with all the cultural facts he imparted to us. But the thing I have fancied most up to now is definitely the welcoming ceremony led by the village chief. Not only was it very impressive with all their conch shells blowing and Maori warriors singing, but I also found it very emotional.
So did I. I could imagine Abel Tasman being welcomed this way by the Maori warriors in 1642.
Absolutely not. Tasman's first encounter with the Maori was far from being a peaceful one. It was a bloodied episode during which four Dutch sailors and a Maori were killed at sea following a short naval skirmish.
Oh, I didn't know that. And what did you think about the haka we performed after the greeting?
It was brilliant. The only thing is that I wished to perform it on my own, among the Maori, in a certain way. I can't stand the idea of sharing such moments with tourists who don't have the slightest idea of what is going on. Don't you share my viewpoint?
Well, I guess I do, but please, Thomas, stop being haughty. Remember, you have to stay in a positive mindset. Besides, the best is maybe yet to come.
I hope so. Rosie, but what do you mean?
Do you remember that the village chief announced that there would be a huge traditionally made buffet?
I surely do. It is called a hangi feast. It is food cooked on hot stones underground. It is supposed to be delicious. I have read on a website that wherever you are from, you are more than likely to be keen on this cooking method, consisting in burying heated rocks in a pit oven. An absolute treat, it seems. I am definitely keen to taste it.
Wow, you do know how to make my mouth water, Thomas. But tell me, I can feel that your enthusiasm is not unbridled at the moment. Is there anything the matter with you?
You know how much I hate it when things don't go my way, Rosie. Actually, I am a bit disappointed because I wanted to see a genuine Wānui like the one we saw at the Auckland War Museum, and it seems there are none here.
You mean this beautifully carved wooden house used as a meeting house in Maori villages? It's true. I haven't seen any at this point. But hey, they're blowing the conch shell. which means that dinner is ready. Let's go and meet Dad and Mum. I'm starving.
I am not, but I crave for tasting this hangi food about which I have read so much and make an opinion for myself. And I will ask about the where wakairo. If I forget to do so, I want you to remind me to do so. Excellent food sometimes make me a little absent-minded.
I will, Tom.